This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Students in Douglas County will no longer have to wear masks at school if their parents don't want them to. That decision was made by the county's newly formed Board of Health yesterday. Even though the school district currently requires masks for all students and staff, children can be exempt from the mandate if their parents believe the mask has a negative impact on the child's physical or mental health. Douglas County recently split from Tri-County Health over their opposition to mask mandates. A new pedestrian bridge and path along the Arkansas River levee in Pueblo are reopening today. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The bridge and path were open in early June, but closed again to complete shade structures, bike racks, and other amenities on top of the levee. Installation of another suspension bridge crossing the river will begin later this year near Main Street. Future recreational plans include extending the concrete trail in both directions. The project improves connectivity to the river and adjacent neighborhoods. Also, artists have painted dozens of large murals along the levee's new concrete face, and more are in the works. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado health officials are offering a $5,000 reward to anyone who can help them recover a radioactive measurement gauge that was stolen from a Denver home recently. The hazardous material is locked inside a bright green safety case, but it's dangerous if handled. Anyone with information can contact state authorities or the Denver police. Another day of warm temperatures for Denver. You're listening to CPR News.